views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening from Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Do you remember the promises you made to yourself before you said, I do? It may be time for some new vows. Host Sarah Luz is a gifted intuitive healer, divorce mentor, and life coach for women who decide to leave negative stories behind them and chart a new course to all that is possible. Let Sarah talk you through the doubt and fear so you can face your future with clarity and determination. Sarah understands leaving a relationship can feel like leaving a part of yourself behind forever. Learn to feel whole, wholly you, as Sarah's intuition and experience in advanced DNA theta healing, Reiki, and other therapies help you light your own path forward to a future that's just for you. From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio starts now.
Welcome, everybody. This is Sarah Luz, and this is Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. So I'm Sarah, and I'm the creator of the Inspired Divorce, and that's a program that is using spiritual tools to do divorce better. I know, in most circles, we refer to it as the D word, because typically divorce carries with it mostly really negative undertones. And I really believe it doesn't have to be that way. I'm proving that divorce may be the exact time in your life to learn a new way of being that is quite simply better for you. I'm teaching women to be empowered, to eliminate the doubt that plagues them, to regain their confidence, and to deeply love themselves again. And for many of you out there, to love yourselves for the first time. And to create a life that's truly the one you desire on the other side of what is not a death, but rather a life transition. If divorce is possibly in your future, or you're going through divorce now, I really encourage you, please check out my website. It's quite simply saraluz.com. Get some more details on all the programs that I have to offer. I want to be really upfront. This is not your traditional counseling or coaching approach. I help clients shift the energy that's causing the negative emotions and stories, and provide you with tools that change the way you respond versus react to all your situations. And it really does create a positive ripple effect into all areas of your life. Together, I believe we can create a happier even after scenario. So my vision for this show is really about bringing new ideas and resources to the table to support you wherever you are in the divorce process. I'm excited to introduce you today to my wonderful friend and cohort, Pamela Hawkins. So today, Pamela is going to be doing some of her magic with us on the show. She is a remarkable woman who does emotional healing work through creative expression. Pamela is a professor of graphic design, and she's a creative medicine woman. She's been using art therapy for many years, and I can't wait to have her share with you some of the work she's doing. I invited Pamela on the show today because I really believe that you have the possibility of approaching your pent-up emotions in a much more constructive way. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you, Sarah. It's so great to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Great. So, Pamela, I know that before we even get into this, we need to nip one thing in the bud. There's probably a lot of people out there saying, wait, this isn't for me because I'm not even creative. What would you say to them, Pamela?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. And I do get met with that response often. So I want to just say that I start out with the belief that regardless of the messaging that you may have received early on in your life, that all of us are creative by virtue of being human beings. And we all have a natural ability to create. And for many of us, that was stifled at some point in our life based on messages that we heard. I know one of the things we talked about doing was just inviting people to maybe grab a pencil and a piece of paper or pen and just keep that out today while we're talking and just see if there's any way that you might want to just move that around on the paper and doodle or make little drawings or just anything that comes naturally to you while we're talking.
Perfect. And I'm going to just add a little bit to that. You know, we all as children love to color. I have never met a child that didn't love to color and doodle and draw. And I agree with you. I think it's something that we get talked out of us or, you know, like it doesn't seem, you know, we're adults now, so we have to be all serious. So if you could just drop into your body and kind of allow yourself to remember what it felt like to be your child when you didn't have those inhibitions and allow that to happen, I think it'll really help with the conversation that we're having today. Would you agree, Pamela?
Yes, absolutely. And maybe even write down this statement or something similar. I am a human being, therefore I am creative. Creativity is my natural state.
That is so beautiful. Creativity is our natural state. So that's what we're going to be focusing on a lot today. I find it really interesting. I really find it perplexing how many women I work with when we get out a blank page of paper and we ask them to do this process with them. The thing that I find most is if we talk about it's going to be about exercising their emotions. What I find often, Pamela, is that you know a lot of women are really embarrassed to allow anger or rage or shame, any of these negative emotions to actually show up. I mean, I think that it's really that we've probably been trained all these years to put on our happy face and to, you know, just get through it. And I know that, this moment in life, if you're going through divorce or thinking that you might be approaching divorce, getting those negative emotions out is so, so critical. It's necessary. It's mm-hmm. a mandate, actually. So, you know, Pamela, I know that you have a lot to talk about, even your own story. Maybe let's start there. Would you do that, Pamela? I know you've experienced divorce twice, and you have some really good stories of your own, how you used your own work, right?
Yes. Yes. So thank you. As you said, I have been through two divorces in my life and about the time of my second one. And I do want to just say, echo what you said. Thank you so much for bringing up just, I know there is so much to go through in a divorce. So many things are going on, so much to consider. And really what we wanted to focus on today is the whole emotional realm. And specifically the emotions that are really difficult that most of us struggle with. And I know with both of my divorces, even though I know they were the right thing to do at the time, the myriad of emotions that I felt was just all over the place. And during the time of my second divorce, I was introduced to this idea of process creativity or painting from the source. And so I really had an opportunity to use it as a tool during that time. So I think one of the most significant experiences I had one time was going to a painting class, if you will, a session, and I just was feeling a lot of anger and a lot of frustration with my soon-to-be ex-husband, and I just literally painted what I would call kind of a throw-up painting. And so I worked with some colors that I might associate with that. I drew painted sort of a two-headed monster. And again, this is really about making a space for the feelings and not about what I'm painting, but that I'm painting. I'm getting it out. But on the way home, driving home in my wet piece of paper with all the pain all over it was in my trunk. But I really had this very visceral feeling in my body that my body felt different. And it was like, oh my gosh, it's all out of me and it's on the paper. So my body, my whole body and emotional realm just felt different from just having that release, on creative release onto the paper.
I'm going to interject for a second because this is so important. The process that Pamela and I are talking about is not talk therapy. And, you know, a lot of us have experienced, or, you know, you go to a counselor or whatever, and they, you know, you want to talk it out. But what's beautiful about this process is you don't have to speak. You really, what we're doing is creating a safe space for you to have all the feelings that you have, to honor all the feelings that you have. All feelings are welcome, right, Pamela? All of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would definitely be. That's the first, in my opinion, that's one of the first significant foundational things to put in place, is just creating a space whereby our feelings are welcome. And that if the more we can practice that non-judgment with ourselves and just acknowledging and blessing basically those feelings, those emotions.
Which is so great. And then, so what happens is, like you were saying, you don't really talk about it. It's just you're getting in touch with what that feeling feels like, maybe what color it feels like, and you're just using that to creatively express on the page. So you don't have to talk. I think it's this powerful, different way of dealing with those emotions. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's a huge foundational piece in the work that I do, is that there's no analysis and there's no diagnosis of anything. So that might be where it would stray a little bit from very traditional art therapy. So we might be in conversation or be in inquiry or curiosity, but no analysis.
Which is super cool. So really what we're doing here in this process is we're trying to use your emotions to actually birth something new, something that you didn't even know was possible. That's what the entire process is about. And it's really what our approach to divorce is really about when I talk about the Inspired Divorce. We're going to take a short commercial break here. And when we come back, we're really going to get in deep about what Pamela is doing to teach us all how to birth something new in our life. And like I said, we're going to go into way more detail with her process, how to work with Pamela, and the great results that you could achieve when we come right back after this quick break.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Are you ready to broadcast your brand ideal with the latest in information technology? Bioresonance software distills your brand ideal or intention and enhances your core internal organizing principle. This has a tremendous impact on your organization's alignment, as well as the behavior, satisfaction, and the retention of its employees. Your physical business structure can unfurl, opening up the possibilities of creating an energetic presence for a brand, even ahead of its launch. Check out JeanetteWolf.com for more on its signature frequency branding.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Sarah Luce, and this is 2TU Radio, Thriving After Divorce. I am wanting to remind our listeners that if you feel divorce may be in your future and you want it to be a conscious, inspired way of approaching it, I can help. And I mentor women through the emotional, spiritual, and financial struggles of divorce and help them thrive on the other side of it. For more information, you can just go to my website, which is saraluce.com, and learn more. Today, my guest is Pamela Hawkins. Pamela's here, and we're talking about this great way of using creativity as an exceptional tool for the transformation and growth that we go through during divorce. And I'm loving the work that Pam's doing and excited to have her here with me. Pam, right before this break, we were talking a little bit about how everyone's creative. And I just want to take a second and remind us that if you're listening and you just joined in, just by the nature of you being a human being, you are creative. Isn't that right?
Yes, definitely. Well, it's certainly what I believe. And so many people, and maybe some of our listeners would identify with this, but I hear comments like, I can't even draw a straight line, or a stick figure. I can barely draw a stick figure, or my sister was always the artist in the family, not me, this kind of thing. And so I just want to remind people that regardless of what happened at some point in your life, that you may have come to the belief that you're not creative or not an artist, that you are actually naturally creative. And I would say, too, that part of what I want to do is sort of change the definition of what it even means to be an artist. And so I think being able to draw something and make it look real is actually a skill. And that skill can be developed, but that is not tantamount to being creative. And
well,
so...
And what I wanted to bring up, too, which you and I talked about, which is super important for what we're talking about today, is that we're not even talking about the end product, right? It's really about the process. We're using the process for massive transformational work. So we're not concerned about perfectionism, correct?
Right. Even though it may come up for some people, that might be very natural. But yes, the whole focus of process creativity is about the natural unfolding of a process. And so we're bringing our attention away from the outcome and away from the end result and focusing on every step of the process, being present for every step of the process. And for some people, that alone is a little bit uncomfortable or unusual. Our culture is very focused on the end result, the bottom line, the outcome, knowing the right answer. And so what this process is all about, kind of the other side of the coin of all of those things.
And what I love, when you and I talked, I mean, I just to recap really quickly for those who might have just tuned in, Pamela's here talking about how we use art and creativity as a way of dealing with deep-seated emotions. And if you're anywhere in the process of divorce, even if it's like you're choosing to, and you know it's a good thing, you still have grief and other emotions that we have to deal with. So we're using creativity, this process, to really reframe our emotions. But we've talked, Pamela, and what I love is if we could all come into this with curiosity, right? Doesn't it change the energy of the whole thing? Could you talk about that a little bit?
I think that is a huge piece. So how would it change for any of us, if, especially if we are feeling stuck or feeling afraid of something or feeling judgmental about it, let's say, if we shifted our own perspective a little bit to one of curiosity and just like, what is this here? What is going on? How do I feel? What does this remind me of? Why did you show up? You know, if you're painting or something, and this happens for me often, I will literally start to see a face, let's say, or facial features. And so I might just be curious, like, who is this or what is this? And start to engage with it a little bit more.
So what I love about it is that there is no right or wrong way to do this, right? It's just, I'm going to say, allow yourself to be in flow state and see what shows up and just be present and curious, like, huh, what is that about, right?
Right. So while I'm in this space, and one of the mantra sayings, if you will, that was always so important to me in my learning was the statement, every way is the right way. And for me specifically, because I have my own issues personally with perfectionism, that was such an important message to just consider, like at least while I'm in my creative process, can I just be in a space where every way is the right way? Like, there is no way to do this wrong. And just even trying to be present with myself with that attitude is transformational.
That's so cool. Okay, so I have to bring this up. I love this. So I had a client I was working with the other day, and you and I talked a little bit about this. I gave her a blank white sheet of paper, and she looked at it and just panicked. She didn't even know what to do with it. And what you and I talked about is how frequently just starting looking at that white space, it may be that we're afraid to mess it up, right? So mm-hmm. I loved the way that you approached it. And you were saying to me, you know, that making a mess is actually part of the process. So what I love about this, ladies, as you're listening, is this is all about you get to, I'm going to say, could we absolutely surrender the whole perfectionism and know that this is all about making a mess, correct?
Making a mess, losing control. I think there's a connection between perfectionism and control. And so part of surrendering that a little bit or loosening that up a little bit is, letting things be messy, and not only letting them be messy, but maybe there's even something wonderful that we discover in that messiness that we never could have gotten to by staying in control and staying perfect and staying neat. So it would have been curious. And did you happen to ask her what she was afraid of or where that sort of paralysis was coming from? is facing that white page, because I think that's a metaphor for a lot of us, that fear that comes up when we face that blank page and we're afraid. Sometimes in a way, there's so much freedom there. There's like the possibilities are endless, and all of a sudden we start to freeze up because, well, what if I don't make the right mark on the page? What if I don't choose the right color? What if I do something and I don't like it? And so inviting, maybe if the fear is I'm going to make a mess or I'm going to do it wrong, then the invitation is, then let's go for it and make the biggest mess and do it with intention and do it with gusto. And that begins to sort of loosen things up and free us up a little bit.
Okay, I love this because I'm going there. Most of my listeners are listening in and thinking, if they're in the divorce process, as you know, Pamela, it's you end up feeling like I'm already making a mess of everything, right? So yeah. This is yet another space that I don't want to mess it up, right? Yeah. And this is genuinely, I can't say this enough. Please, please, please surrender to this process, because this process is all about, as Pamela in her own story shared, it's really about surrendering and just letting it go so that you can just get it all on the page. You can always paint over it. If you don't, if something shows up, you don't like it, you can paint over it. Right, Pamela?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So what I love is we talked about how it's almost like staring at clouds. And your imagination can take you from looking at this blob on your page to understanding that something beautiful wants to show up. And this is the magic in the process. And Pamela, you and I have talked a lot about what I always say to my clients, and I mean this so, so genuinely. I can't be more clear about this. I genuinely believe that we can't possibly imagine all the beauty that could show up for each of us beyond what our little pea brains can imagine. And that's what this process teaches us as well, right? It's like, just let go and let some force bigger than you give you this gift of something you haven't even imagined, something that you could birth, right, Pam?
Yes, I agree with that completely. And you know, what we talk about the painting process or the creative process as being a metaphor for how we walk through life. And so if I can have this experience in a painting process, just between me and the paint and the paper, and then this sort of invisible process that's happening, then I learn some things about myself. I learn some things about, life itself is a creative process. Life itself is a painting. Our relationships that we're in are like paintings, and all kinds of things. I would draw that metaphor. And so if I can experience something right here on the paper, it gives me like a kind of like a body memory or an experience that I learn from. And if I can show up for myself and my painting this way, then maybe I can show up in my conversations this way, or maybe the choosing of some, I can let my intuition choose what I'm going to wear today instead of everything being such a mind-directed choice.
Let the control, right? I mean, because isn't that really what we're talking about? We have this need, and I'm going to say especially during the divorce process, that's a big one where even more so I find that my client's instinct is to like grasp harder and to try to control more. Mm-hmm. I loved when you talked to me the other day, we were talking about how it's almost like giving birth. Can you talk about that? I love that analogy that you gave.
Well, I think that when we're in life transitional situations, such as divorce or such as a death in the family or the loss of a job, we're in this transitional stage, which is very much like the process of giving birth. And if you think about that space from moving to the state of being pregnant to having a baby, there's this transitional time, which is intense, which is there's literally like a squeezing of the baby as the body is trying to push it out. You're involved as the mother and the parents that are, giving birth to this child. You are not in control of this process. This is something that's happening in its own time and in its own rhythm. And the best we could do is to relax and sort of let that happen, let it unfold, let it emerge instead of a tightening. We'll know that if we're tightening up literally our muscles, then the process is a little bit more uncomfortable.
And what's really wild about all this is that, you know, I love the way you said this the other day. You said our pain points are portals where we can release something really beautiful. A jewel could be in that, right? It's
right.
Like, yeah. even when we give birth to a child, we don't know what it's going to look like. We don't get to control that. Right. That is well beyond our ability. But could you just have the relax into the process and relax into surrendering the control and allowing what needs to show up to emerge, right? So we're going to keep going here because, Pamela, we've got so much more good stuff to dive into. I'm going to skip the break and keep going. I really just want to say that, you know, even if divorce is your choice and it's been a good decision for you, it's still the loss of a dream. I mean, all of us, you know, if we're choosing divorce, we are letting go of what we thought was possible and, you know, loss of a lifestyle. And so there's going to be grief there. And if you're trying to avoid that, if that's you, I really want to encourage you also just to open to this process. It's really, really amazing what we're able to release and surrender and then open up to way more beautiful, joyful possibilities. You agree, Pamela?
Yes. So I think that if we're willing, if we can come to the paper, so to speak, with our willingness to express that grief or express some of those more uncomfortable emotions and make a space for them to come onto the paper, be allowed to be felt, honored in some way, that alone starts to shift them. And that in that softening, something else may be discovered, or there may be a space for something to emerge that we just wouldn't have seen or we wouldn't have felt if we had stayed kind of stuck or committed into that grief process. And I just want to say too that I'm nothing judgmental about any of those feelings, because I do believe they're all a natural part of that grieving process. But I think we can also recognize times when that starts to inhibit, moving forward, or we can get stuck there. And so there's a graceful way of making space for them and honoring them and even thanking them for what they bring, and that there is more. And so sometimes I'll say, and I know a lot of times I'd rather be happy. I'd rather be in a field of flowers than in this kind of,
yeah,
mud right now. And yet, so sometimes what I'll say to my clients is the quickest way to be where you want to be is to be where you are right now. Like, let's start here. Start exactly where you are, and then we move a little bit, a little bit, a little bit.
You know, Pam, I want to also take a pause and say one thing that we haven't talked about, and I'm going to go to a little bit of logistics. I know that my own process begins much like yours, where we start by creating a sacred space. In other words, you get in a quiet space where you can be still and close your eyes and get in touch with your inner voice, those nudgings of your heart. And from there, we begin. From there, it's the truth versus what the ugly voice in our head might want to tell us, right?
Right. And, you know, even if the truth is I am so, I'm so in pain by feeling betrayed, or I'm so angry at this person. And if I can begin to make a space inside myself for that to express itself and to just be there without my own judgment, and maybe even offer that, I can offer that to the paper. I can offer that to something bigger than myself. And then a transformational process begins. And I know we mentioned this the other day. I love this story about there's an indigenous tribe called the Sonoy, and they teach their children. So this becomes kind of a cultural practice of whenever they're in a dream and a monster is chasing them, rather than run from it. So we could think of those monsters maybe as some of our more uncomfortable emotions. They teach the children to turn around and face it, face that monster, and say, who are you? Why are you here? And what gift do you have for me?
Wow. Wow, that's beautiful. Wow.
So I think even just taking that into consideration and how we might overlay that to our own personal experience of going, the willingness to go, to turn around and face something that we don't really want to face, or to go toward it even, go into it. So as you mentioned earlier about the pain points being a portal, I think, you know, if we find those places where we are in pain and sort of go in there a little bit more and do a little bit of gentle prodding, expressing, inquiry, that things start to loosen up a little bit and soften up. And then we are kind of in moving through a portal of something else, something new, and maybe even a jewel be mined. And I think if we look at the earth too, and just notice that all of the precious jewels and the precious metals that exist on this planet are under the ground. And it requires some kind of mining. It requires of going down and doing some digging. And if we can kind of approach some of our more difficult, muddy, dirty circumstances, messy circumstances, with the idea that there is a treasure in here for me from this experience, if we can at least hold the possibility, I think we will find it.
That is gorgeous. And then to add to that, if you don't mind, you know, these jewels that are created deep under the earth, they're under massive amounts of pressure and sometimes lots of extreme heat. So just another analogy for you out there as you're listening. So Pamela, you know, this is sometimes not something everybody can do on their own. And I really want to bring in that you do amazing work with clients one-on-one. And just for a second, will you highlight a little bit of how it is that folks could work with you if they choose to, you know, have support through the process?
Well, we can definitely work together in person, but if that is not possible logistically, we can work together virtually on Zoom. So we can literally paint side by side, or I give people kind of prompts or assignments, if you will, holy work, homework, holy work to do. And then we process it. We get together and talk about it, process it, and then keep going.
Beautiful. And, you know, you've shared quite a few wonderful stories with me from other clients. Would you give us a couple of those examples that would inspire us today?
Well, one that comes to mind is working with, I was painting in a small group of people, and I just looked across the room and saw what this woman was painting and thought, wow, that's beautiful. It's bold. It's exciting. It's colorful. And then I turned back and kind of focused on my own painting. And not long after that, she was literally sobbing in front of her painting. So I went over to check on her and just see what's going on. And she said, this painting is of my anger, and I just feel so ashamed. So, you know, first of all, that I was really moved and touched by her sharing, and I was also felt compassion for the fact that the feelings that she was having about it. And so, you know, we talked, and I just sat with her for a little bit, and then I asked her if she would be willing for a few others to come and gather around and just be in kind of a witnessing supportive place for her, acknowledging what she was feeling and going through. And I asked her if she would be open to letting each of us just give her a one word description of what we saw or felt when we looked at her painting. And so she agreed, and she was given words such as powerful, colorful, bold, exciting. And so what it started to do is to give her a little bit of a reframe. So even though she identified that as her anger and she was feeling ashamed about it, she could also begin to see it as other things. So other things are held in the energy of her anger. And so with her permission again, I asked her to just stand up and just say some of those attributes, like I am powerful, or my anger is powerful. I am bold. I am colorful. And so it just begins to open up the space of her own perception, just from really her willingness to express her anger.
That's so, so powerful. My goodness. You know, one of the things that you mentioned to me in our conversations about what you can also do once you've painted this, and maybe you're looking at it. I know I've done this several times, and my finished product isn't anything that I like looking at. And I loved your idea. You said, well, you know, you can also just cut it up, cut it into pieces, and then create something out of those pieces, too. It's all about reframing, isn't it?
Reframing, it could be just transforming, changing. So if you are, let's say you just have a little time that you're going to kind of as a maybe ceremony express something, especially if it's a more difficult emotion on paper, you could offer that, you know, burn it up and do a little burning ritual of release, or you could take it and tear it up or cut it up and put those pieces together in a different way so that you are actually going through the process of transforming that picture.
That's so powerful. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, it's going to be time for you to paint your new picture. Pamela has some wonderful things she's going to offer our listeners today. So tune in, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When we said goodbye, the world turned a darker shade.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sarah Luce. I am a holistic healer, a life coach, and divorce mentor. And we're talking today about how to thrive beyond divorce. That's my specialty. And, you know, many times women don't invest in themselves until the ground falls out from under them. And it's times like these that we finally recognize that maybe we really do need help. Maybe we really do need to be willing to be open to new things, new possibilities, and most definitely support. So I like to help you through the entire divorce process, from how to tell your husband that this isn't working out, all the way through the end and paperwork signed, and on the other side, creating the life that you deeply desire. If you want more information about what I offer, please go to sarahluce.com. And today we've been talking to Pamela Hawkins about how to deal with the deep emotions that we all experience through divorce and how to express them with creativity. And I know that it can be deeply healing and it can also be fun. So I know that there's some of you out there that would really love to experience this magic for yourself. If you're ready to paint a new picture of what's possible for you, I think Pamela has a really special offer. Pamela, welcome back. And will you tell our listeners about what you're doing for our Transformation Talk Radio participants?
Thanks, Sarah. Well, I would like to offer for the first 20 listeners that reach out a complimentary expression session. So I love working with people one-on-one, and this would be an opportunity for us to visit a little bit about exactly what is going on with you, what's up right now, and then I give you some guidance about how you might go about expressing that, either right there while we're on the session together or later, and then we can talk a little bit more about whether ongoing work would be something that would be a good fit for us.
And I would have really punched for you guys. Pamela's website, it's really straightforward. Her name, PamelaHawkins.com. That's PamelaHawkins.com. And you can go to her website. I know that this offer, you posted it today on the homepage, so it should be pretty easy to find. Right, Pamela? So
right there at the very top on the homepage.
Beautiful. And again, everybody, that is PamelaHawkins.com. And I want to, with a couple of the minutes that we have left, Pamela, you were sharing a great story the other day about how you realize that in the divorce process after your second divorce, you were rushing to fill a void. And I know that a lot of people experience this right now. So could you just elaborate on that a little bit before we wrap up?
Sure. So as it happened, I did have a painting that I was working on for an entire 8-month period while I was going through my separation. And that was not a plan. That just unfolded that way. But one of the days that I had a painting class that night, I came home, and this was pre-scheduled, but I came home to empty spaces in the house where my husband had moved out his things. So no more dining room table, no more stereo, no more chair in the corner. And I was really aware about how uncomfortable it was to have these new empty spaces in the house and all that that was reminding me of. And that night I went to my painting class and I added a piece of paper on my painting, thinking I'm going to go in there and fill that space with something new. And then I ended up going to a completely different part of the painting. I never even did anything with that white paper. And one of the things that I was really aware of is, could I ask myself, could I sit with the discomfort of this empty space long enough to feel what wanted to emerge in that space? Rather than filling it, I could have just immediately moved some furniture around just so that it wouldn't feel empty. But could I just sit with that emptiness until whatever wanted to emerge out of that emptiness revealed itself to me? And so I've definitely had that kind of experience in my painting process and in my life. So that was a pretty powerful awareness at the time.
And I think that that is a beautiful metaphor for really what we're doing with this work. If you can leave space for new possibilities, be open to magic that can happen when we don't rush to make the changes that our mind wants us to rush and do, if we don't fill our day with the to-do lists and so forth, be open that this point in your life genuinely can be magical. It really can be. That you finally discover all the best that you have inside you and that is waiting to birth itself through you now. So I am Sarah Luce. I would love to work with you at any point in this process. If you're open to full support, I hope you'll also check out my website. That is sarahluce.com. And I also do a complimentary session for new clients. So go to my website, sarahluce.com, and check that out. I'm really wanting to thank Pamela for being with me today. It's wonderful to have you, Pamela. Any last comments for our listeners today?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for having me on and even exploring this area for your listeners. I would say that regardless of your feelings about where you are in the divorce process, it is a significant life transition. And I think when we can be present with ourselves as authentically as possible, then the transition can be more graceful, and also something new can emerge out of the whole death of the relationship and the change in life. And I really feel passionate about the experience that people can have during that, both in their creative process and in the creation of their life moving forward.
Pamela, you're awesome. Thank you for being with us today. Again, her website is PamelaHawkins.com. I do hope you'll check her out. And it's time to wrap up. I want to let you know that I'll be back again on Transformation Talk Radio on Monday, April 8th. And my special guests will be Heather Steer and Kelly Griffin. They're both pros in the field of asset management. So if you're wondering what to do with your finances and your best approach for real estate options, Kelly and Heather have great insights to share. I hope you'll join me then. And as always, and until then, much love and light.
Thank you for listening to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Be sure to tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, as Sarah takes you further along the path to thriving in your brave new world. It's hard to leave, whether it's been 10 months or 10 years. Sarah understands what women go through in their hearts, spirits, and lives after divorce. Tune in as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches you how to achieve living life for your first great love, you. If you missed any part of this show or want to find out more about Sarah Luz and her From Two to You Thriving After Divorce program, visit saraluz.com. If you missed any part of this show or want to find out more about Sarah Luz and From Two to You Thriving After Divorce program, visit saraluz.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.